Hare Krishna. Yesterday's day was really sort of the inaugural day, and being Friday, not so many guests came. We had about 800 guests come to open day, but they spent well. They were spending an average of $10 a head, and the weather was really scorching. But considering that that was already a 25% increase from yesterday, we're hoping that that same type of percentage rise will continue. Today is nice weather, although some rain is forecast for the afternoon. If it's light rain, that's not so bad. If it's heavy rain, not so good. We have weddings slated today and tomorrow as well. Dyartak, Dyartak. I'm just calling to the nursery kids. I bought him a trampoline and a swimming pool, and it's set up outside here in the yard. They're just making their way over to the temple. From the temple, I'm here on the balcony. Today also, one of our friends, the minister for the environment, is coming. He's a very, very nice man. In fact, his wife used to be a devotee living in the temple. She's still a devotee, but she used to live in the temple, so you can imagine he's quite favorable. He doesn't have much choice. Anyway, let's continue on with our demons within before our little angels over here come here and make so much racket that I won't be able to speak. Today, Batsasura was the calf demon who disguised himself as a calf and was then killed by the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that he represents the childish greed that results from wicked mischievousness. Greed, mischievousness, these things are the byproduct of the mode of ignorance. And ignorance means senseless activities, doing things that make no sense at all, that have no real purpose. Often we may find ourselves acting with apparently very little purpose. When people ask us why we do something, we just, well, I don't know, I want to do it. It's a impulse, some foolish inspiration, or like children, this childish greed that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we want to accumulate or collect, you know, that when children have something and you try to take it away from them, they cry, even if they just picked up someone else's toy. If you take it from them, they get into a whole tantrum. So this is childish greed. This is the kind of greed of a child. It's a foolish type of thing. Similarly, we have material attachments, and when Krishna tries to take them away, then often we may hang on to those attachments, or more than just the attachments, but the objects of our senses, our sense objects. What are those sense objects? Well, interestingly enough, I was in PH just a little while ago and preaching to one Rasta congregation member, long hair, long beard. We got him to the stage of shaving his beard, but we were pushing him, well, he's moved into the temple now on a trial period for a couple of weeks, well, why don't you shave your hair? And he just got this strong attachment for this matted locks. And I said, but what is behind those matted locks? What does it do for you? What do you get? Are you some Samson who's getting some kind of super strength from the matted locks? And of course, no, I don't know. But I'm just still attached. So, foolish attachment like that, or the type of attachment by which one does wicked deeds. We see that sometimes children, they you know, may catch a fly or a bee or something and start ripping it apart limb by limb. So this is childish wickedness, and we may also have the tendency sometimes to cause harm to others. We say bad things to people. We say mean things, or we don't say kind things. We say things that hurt. We know someone's weak spot, and therefore we undermine their self-confidence. We get back at them for something that we think that they may have done. This type of mentality is Vatsasura, who in the guise of religiosity, because there's nothing more innocent than a calf. Cows are religion personified, and the calf is the child of religion personified. So just like children appear to be very innocent, we also may come on being very innocent, but behind that there's a type of mischievousness where we want to do someone harm, or we want to possess that which others do. Why do we hear stories about grihasthas who run away with each other's wives and husbands? It's greed. It's childish greed, because that is really childish. Before going on to the next one, I'm just going down the stairs to see how the kids are jumping on this thing. Just hang on a minute.
Na ugorjatok, várj egy sám, gyere, ugorj fel. Ugorjatok. Hangosan kell kiabálni, várj egy sám. Na gyere, Darmarani, szállj, mászál fel. Együtt lehet csinálni, többen csinálhatjátok. Várj egy sám. Ugorni fel, ugye? Várj egy sám, várj egy sám. Harika, készüljél!
Okay, back to reality here. Now we got Parameshwar is carrying the jumper and Chaitanya is the swimming pool, and all you see is two sets of legs with these big round rubber things moving down the road, followed by the kids. Nice to be young. Nice to be young in Krishna consciousness. Okay, now, after Vatsasura is Bakasura, the crane. And you remember how Krishna, Balaram, cowherd boys were playing on the bank of the Jamuna, and the crane just came along, huge, huge big crane demon, and tried to stab Krishna with its pointed beak. And Krishna outmaneuvered him and ultimately grabbed him by the beak and just separated the beak, opened the beak so wide, and ultimately split it in half, in its two halves. So Bakasura, he represents the cunning, duplicity, deceptiveness of false behavior. These are characteristics that are really destructive for pure devotional service, because a Brahmin, a Vaishnav, is simple, honest, straightforward in all of his dealings. Therefore, when one is cunning meaning is that one acts in a dishonest or deceptive way in order to mislead people, deceive people. Deceive them as to what our intentions are. We're very nice with someone, but in reality, our motivation is to do them harm. We say one thing to an individual, but actually we mean something else, and sometimes we may purposefully mislead individuals from the right path for some particular motive. Materialistic people dress in the garb of sannyasis and beg for dakshina. Actually, they're nothing else other than beggars. But because simple-minded people offer respect to sadhus, therefore, they're easily taken in and readily give donation. Similarly, it may be found that people in the renounced order of life, or those who act in the capacity of gurus, collect many disciples, but the real idea is to get name, fame, and particularly wealth to maintain their family. This is the position of some of the upper sampradayas Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, who make a profession out of Krishna consciousness. In other words, in the guise of being descendants from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, in the guise of giving others some spiritual counsel, they maintain themselves, their families, and their entire dynasty by the dakshin that they receive from foolish disciples. And even though they themselves may not be strict followers of the principles of Vaishnavism, still they give diksha, they give initiation, and mislead people into thinking that they're actually connected with the dipsiplic succession on the basis of some kind of external formality, when the real internal substance of diksha, which is to have transcendental knowledge, to have divya gyan, and to have perfect conduct, is completely absent. This is the Bakasura, the deceptive, false mentality that Krishna dissipates for those devotees who truly want to become free from such unfortunate conditions. We also find that devotees, perhaps brahmacharis, dress in saffron cloth, and yet they always think about members of the opposite sex, and their eyes are constantly roving over some nice brahmacharini. This is deceptiveness. There's no harm in being in the grihastha ashram. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates were mostly grihasthas. One should be honest. Lord Chaitanya banished Haridas Thakur from his association. I'm talking about Chota Haridas. Excuse me, not Haridas Thakur. He banished Chota Haridas from his association because Chota Haridas was in the renounced order of life, and he did not maintain the proper sadachar of the renounced order. His behavior was false. Yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no qualms about his many grihastha associates who associated in a religious way with their wives. Similarly, we should always check that we are acting according to our varna and ashram, as well as the other responsibilities and authority invested in us. When we accept a certain position and don't live up to the responsibility that comes with that position, or when we have one position and act in the role of another, as Krishna says, sadharmam apichaviksha, then that becomes irreligious. And when a person cultivates that type of duplicitous behavior, then he is a representative of Bakasura, the crane demon. So praying to Krishna to become free from such bad habits, looking into our hearts to see where they may be in larger and smaller forms, we should chant Hare Krishna, and with the idea of becoming free from such unfortunate conditions. Before chanting Bhaktivinoda Thakur says one should pray to the Lord to become free from these demoniac tendencies, and devotees can go through the list of these 20 and meditate upon them as unwanted things to remove from their hearts and see how these individual characteristics relate to them. Hare Krishna. I hope you're all well. I'm going to do puja of Radha Damodar. I'm looking out the window and I can see kids are now also flying a kite. I don't know whether they're doing that from their swimming pool. And then I have to get ready for the guests who will start coming, and they'll probably come in the morning because the weather's nice and cool right now. And we'll give you a report tomorrow on how this major day went today. I hope everyone else also has a nice Krishna conscious day and is both successful in removing the demons from within as well as cultivating nice Krishna conscious qualities and remembrance of Krishna's form and pastimes. Hare Krishna.